Bum ba da bum 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 bum. Welcome to Tiger Belly, B. Lee, Kalila, Gilbert, and we have a guy named Georgie Porgy doing the camera work. And he's white and he's amazing. I love white people. They're kind.
We needed a little bit of diversity in this.
We need diversity in here. I want to start off today's podcast by doing many, many apologies.
Daddy spent all day putting out fires, didn't he?
Yeah, I had fires to put out today, and it's because of this podcast, and it's because of my podcasting. I say things that I just have no filter, and I just say things, and I've learned a very valuable lesson. And I want to apologize, number one, to John Caparulo. John Caparulo had a spat with Joey Diaz, and I went on Joey Diaz's podcast. I might have said some things, and my true feelings toward John is that he's a great comic, and he's changed over the years. He's a really nice guy.
Just rehashing things that happened like 8 years
ago? Yes,
right?
8 years ago, we just had an argument on the phone, and I truly apologize. He's a great comedian. If you ever have John performing at your city, just go see him because he's a really good stand-up and he's a father and he's got a beautiful wife and I fucked up.
And that's what I'm saying. I mean, to reiterate my point a few episodes ago, everyone is allowed to have a window of being shitty. So if John Caparillo's window of not being the greatest guy...
No, but we just talked. He wasn't shitty. It was all us.
So it was all of you.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
Just
we perceived it wrong.
We just perceived it.
I perceived it wrong. So 8 years ago, it wasn't him being shitty. It was me being absolutely crazy.
This is what I like.
And Joey Diaz is crazy, and Dom Herrera is crazy. John was a good guy, and we're fucked.
Bad people. You guys
were bad. I'm a bad person. So I apologize to John. Hopefully one day you'll forgive me.
And then on the next episode, he's going to apologize to Joey Diaz for saying that Joey Diaz was crazy 8 years ago.
Yeah, he perceived that wrong as well.
Because he was perceived wrong as well. And this is just going to go on and on.
Second apology. I want to apologize to Kate Quigley.
Okay, go ahead. Sorry. A couple podcasts ago, we
talked about her and
well, let's rehash what you said about her first. You said she had a muscular butt,
which is not
a great compliment.
Yeah. And so one of you fucking douchebags that listened to this fucking podcast commented on her fucking Instagram or something.
And delivered wrong information.
Yeah, delivered wrong information, and then all of a sudden I get fucking heat from her. And so what I said about her was wrong. She's a great comedian. She's an up-and-coming comedian. I should have never talked about that I had sexual encounters with her. I should never even talk about stuff like that. It's already out there. That's why I'm talking about it now. But I want to apologize to Kate Quigley for saying that you had a muscular asshole.
Butt was muscular, not the specific butt anus.
Yeah, if the butt cheeks are muscular, the anus must be too.
And so, what did
right?
True.
You're not gonna have a muscular butt cheeks in a fat, loose butthole.
No. Because what assholes are watertight, right? Because of sphincters. Sphincters are actually like muscles.
Yeah.
So you have muscles all through that entire rectum.
What I said wasn't wrong.
True.
Okay. Right. So, all right. So, Kate, and also the thing that she did at the AVN Awards with the thing with the black guy. What's his name?
Waka Flocka.
Waka Waka. With Waka Waka, right? That was all staged.
And how did you find this out?
Because she told me. No, Brian Redban told me.
So is Brian Redban angry at you too?
Yeah. I want to apologize to Brian Redban.
Number three.
Brian Redban.
Why?
Because he kind of scolded me about the Kate Quigley thing. She heard me. And then I went after him, you know what I mean, like a mad person.
Like pretty bad?
Like don't ever fuck, like they kind of don't talk to me like that.
Well, Brian was more like, you know, dude, she's just trying to make it and you're being like sexist and like basically like taking the whole like, why are you being misogynistic stance.
That's fine. I was in the wrong. I'm the bad person, so I apologize to Brian. You're right.
Oh, great. No, just... Because I have my little notebook in front of me.
I know. You cannot.
Okay, what?
I cannot open this?
You cannot open it. Okay? So what I'm going to say
gonna
right now...
Are you going to ruin the show? I had it all prepared. All
right. That's fine, but that's on you.
It's on me. I'm not a comic, but I do have thoughts on situations.
Okay, but that's not... Okay.
Am I permitted to speak?
I'm going to say to Kate and to Brian Redband, this is not... Swear to God, I don't know what the fuck is in that notebook.
Whatever Kalilah or whatever judge, presiding judge.
But not, don't get into it yet. I'm not done with my apologies.
Okay, you're not done. Okay, finish your apologies. All right,
so let's recap.
Okay.
Okay.
Number one.
I swear, I'm so sorry, John. I am.
I know you are.
I feel so bad about it. I have a loud mouth. I don't know what I'm doing. I shouldn't even be doing this. You know what I mean? You know, he did say something on the phone that really made me angry.
Which was?
He says, well, you're a joke thief.
I heard that, yeah.
Whoa.
Like, I've never in my whole career have been accused. Well, Wally Wong. When I first started, my first two weeks.
Asian guy.
Yeah. I already talked about that. But,
no, you didn't. Go tell us.
Rocket to the Moon.
No, not him.
Not him.
No, no.
That was Peter Chen.
That's Peter Chen.
Get your fucking Asians
Get
right,
your fucking
Gilbert.
Gook Asians right, okay? Right. There was a comic named Wally Wong out of San Diego.
Uh-huh.
And when I first started doing stand-up, I got onto a TV show, which was called Make Me Laugh. It was on Comedy Central.
Mm-hmm.
And Mark Cohen was the host. And I'd been doing comedy for 6 months. And I auditioned for it. I got it. I don't know why. So I'm on a show. Basically what it is, you have a contestants. They have three comics. And two of the contestants, they choose what comic to come up to make them laugh. And so I only had 3 minutes of material. So Pat Buckles, the lady that books the show, she goes, don't worry about it. You're only going to get picked once. Or maybe twice. Mm-hmm. I got picked every single time. So by the sixth time, I had no more jokes, right? So I didn't know what to do. I'm on television. So I took a Wally Wong joke. I rewrote it, Mencia style.
Ooh.
Yeah, and I did it. And, okay, so yeah, I stole it.
That's a big confession.
I went to Wally Wong.
Poor Wally.
As soon as I did that. And I said, I did this.
What did he say?
Fuck you. Don't ever talk to me again. You know
Just
what I
like
mean?
That.
Yeah. And he still hates me. This Wally Wong fucking hates me. But fuck him. I don't give a fuck.
So number five, apologize to Wally.
Wally Wong. So Wally Wong, number five. Sorry, Wally Wong. So, all right. So anyway, John accused me of being a joke thief, which is fine. I've never heard that. You can look at all my jokes. Tell me who I wrote them. Fine. Let's just move on. But so that's my apology. Oh, and then Kate and then Brian. Thank I you. Apologize. And I'm the bad one. I'm evil incarnate. And I should be in prison. You know what I mean? I shouldn't be out in the free world. So that's that. And you may open up your notebook now, madame.
Disclaimer before this. Bobby does not know what's
I
in that.
I swear to fucking God. And Kalilah, let me tell you something right now. I'm in the comedy community.
I understand.
Okay. And it's fickle.
Mm-hmm.
It's moody.
Mm-hmm.
And there are revenges that go on. And there are people that talk shit, and it can really affect the ebb and flow of my business.
Ebb and flow.
Okay, so with that in mind, you read what you have written down.
Okay, I call this the quagmire.
Stop.
Play on words.
All right, go.
Okay, no, it's a quagmire. It's a quagmire, but it's a quagmire because it's Kate Quigley, right?
Okay, yeah.
Okay, I'm not going to bash anybody. But my name is Judge Neutral Nancy.
Okay.
Court is in session.
Thank you, Gilbert.
She wanted me to do that. We talked about that before.
Yeah. And I'm saying all this because I've watched this unfold in the last 2 days.
Yeah.
I've read her text messages to you, Brian's to you. I heard Brian on the phone.
Yeah.
His accusations towards you. And you know, and I know you personally.
Yeah, you do.
But my name is, let me repeat, Judge Neutral Nancy.
Okay.
Court is in session. Sorry, continue.
Thank you, bailiff. Thank you. So I'm taking a completely unbiased stance here, okay? Uh-huh. And as a lover and defender of women of all types, my verdict is the following. All three of you are guilty.
Me?
including you, sir. Okay, okay, we already know that because you've made 5 fucking apologies, right?
Right.
How dare you?
Mr. Bobby Lee. Oh, hand, bailiff, please pass me the verdict, the jury.
This is on camera, so none of this improv works. Okay.
All right, Bobby. Mr. Bobby Lee, you're guilty of having diarrhea of the mouth, guilty of kissing and telling, and forgiving your unsolicited critique of someone else's comedic credibility. Okay, that's what you're guilty of. Say you're sorry.
I'm sorry.
Wally, what are you doing here?
Brian Redban, you're guilty of practicing hypocrisy and defending a woman on the supposed grounds of Bobby's sexism and misogyny when you have a podcast called The Sexual Harassments of Brian Redban, wherein you would sexualize the female form at every angle of conversation. So you're guilty for that. I love you, Redban. I really do. You know I always rub your belly when I see you.
Ooh.
And finally, Kate Quigley, you're guilty for dramatizing a non-issue. Like me, a woman, you have emotions, so we both just need to learn to thicken our fucking skins and learn to roll even with the mean boys. So, with that said, you, Brian Redban, Kate Quigley, and Bobby Lee are charged with a misdemeanor. As today's presiding judge and a casual spectator of comedians and their drama, I sentence you, all three of you, to 3 weeks of intense comedy boot camp held by none other than the hashtag king himself, DatFan.
Case closed.
Case closed.
Case closed.
Wow. Wow.
When I got the text from John Caparulo, which I'll read to you. May I read it?
No. We were done. I already
Let's rehash more. With
I have all
Lee.
These.
The judge Nancy, neutral Nancy, close her fucking notebook.
So we'll never talk about it again.
Yeah, we're done with that. Let's move the fuck on forward, please. Yeah. You said your apologies. I said my two-piece.
It's not muscular.
All right. Let's move on. I have a fucking. Actually, no. You have a sixth apology to make, sir.
Why?
Sixth apology to make.
What's the sixth?
He went, this motherfucker, this lying motherfucker to my left, went on Joey Diaz's podcast.
Oh, yeah.
There we go. Mm-hmm.
And said, oh, yeah, I absolutely love to eat ass. Who doesn't eat ass?
Wow.
Come on, Coco. You know everyone eats ass. And I love my own ass being eaten.
I know.
You fucking piece of shit
because
liar.
Because when in Rome, you lie.
You lie to win.
You lie to win. And I'm in the ass-eating den of Joey Diaz. I can't say I don't like eating it.
Well, you think he would attack you because I feel
Yeah, because he'd be like, oh, you don't, you know what I mean? And so I go, no, I like it.
But then you made, what's the name of his, the other guy on his podcast?
Jew.
Well,
I call him Jew.
Yeah, wait, you were.
I thought his name was Jew.
Yeah, I don't know.
It is a Jew.
He's a fat Jew.
He's a Jew.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you were.
I'm sorry for that.
So many cameras.
He's sorry. You were ragging on him for, not delving into the deep cavernous assholes
of life. The truth is this. That's where poopy comes from.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm always afraid that a turtle head is sticking out.
Yep.
Right? So I'm going down on you, right? There's the rectum, correct?
The anus.
And I stick my tongue, but instead of going in the hole, there's a little tail sticking out. That would be poop.
Okay, for starters, you're not supposed to stick your tongue in when you eat ass. You're not supposed to tongue fuck an asshole.
What do you do?
You just lick it. You just eat it. Eating is actually the wrong word. You just
you don't suck.
You put. I mean,
let me ask you.
Is it like boba? Eating, like boba?
You chew?
You don't chew anything. There's no chewing.
There's a lot of licking.
Just a whole lot of licking. It's
mostly
that.
No sucking.
It's the same thing you do.
No
with
sucking.
Pussy. What?
No sucking. Are
there no sucking?
I mean, unless you want to suck the juice out of it, that's your choice, buddy.
Ugh. Yeah, I mean, let me just say something, okay?
You're a fucking liar. You say things.
I lie to win.
I lie to win.
She wants you to eat her butt right now.
Well, okay, one time she stuck, remember you stuck your finger in my butthole?
Yeah, one time, like, you squealed.
I squealed.
Like
the
a
reason
girl.
Why is because she has these cold, wet. She has cold, wet fingers.
What
it's like,
does that mean?
It's like E.T.'s finger in your butthole, right?
Oh, that could be exciting. E.T.?
No, it wasn't.
Oh.
It was like having like an ice pick, you know what I mean, in my butthole.
It's because I didn't cut my nails that day.
Yeah, yeah.
Why did you do that then? Yeah. That's so horrible.
It's like I just straight up put a sharp steak knife through.
Yeah, it didn't feel right. It didn't feel right.
What was the sound you made?
It was like one of like Freddy Krueger's claws inside my butthole.
Or I'm going to show it happening, and you make the sound when it goes in.
I did that.
Bobby, one more time.
No, I don't want to do it again.
Bobby, one more time.
But,
it's more like a fucking...
I've never eaten your butthole once.
Apparently you have, and you do all day. Like, that's what you said on Joey's podcast.
Seventh apology. There it is.
All right.
This is your sixth apology. Okay?
I am so sorry
that I lied about that. To the whole world. You know how many listeners he has? So most of the world at this point thinks that you're an avid ass eater, and I just think that's a misrepresentation of this relationship.
Okay, I just want to say this, too, is that podcasts is... It's show business.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? It's not real. I mean, I try to be as honest as I can. I mean, the ass eating aside, I try to be... I talk about my life. I talk about the darkness of it and things that happen and stuff. But at the end of the day, it's a form of entertainment. Okay? Mm-hmm. So if you're watching a reality show, it's not all real. They have a producer saying, Kim, say this. Chloe, react like this. We're going to put you in this situation so this can happen, right? Because without that, it would just be a bunch of Arminians sitting around a fucking table eating.
What's an Arminian?
I don't know. Whatever they are. The hair.
What's an Arminian?
Whatever, you know.
Arminian.
Arminian.
I mean, the most.
Yeah, yeah. So what I'm saying is that podcasts are, it's a form of show, mm-hmm. you know? And so, you know, You say controversial things. You push buttons.
Okay,
you...
but I will. Okay, yes and no, because that controversy has to be limited to you, right? So you're free to self-deprecate. You're free to do a lot of things, but I don't think that it's fair to throw people under the bus as often as you do.
I know,
and so that's why I always come into defense. Even you know what? I do understand where Kate is coming from. Because yes, even if you say, you know, comedy is the wild, wild west and you should, you know, have calloused skin at whatnot, we're all still real and we all still have emotions at the end of the day.
I mean,
right?
I know. And the truth is that she's a talented girl and she's going for her dreams and she's going to make it and she's got a great personality and I fucked up. John's a very talented guy. I fucked up. And I don't know how to, like, you know, at this point, I already said sorry to them. You know, I won't do it again. I probably will. No, I won't do it again.
I lied.
I'm going to learn from it. I'm going to try to learn from it.
I always, you know, my dad always said that people who talked about other people were feeble-minded.
Yeah.
Instead of talking about issues, instead of talking about like broader subjects, if your focus is always on individual people, then you're a feeble mind.
Okay, so let me ask you this question then. So I've seen stand-ups. I'm not going to name who. But credible, really good stand-ups mm-hmm. that talk about other celebrities are like, who likes that person? Or, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? They make fun of people.
Yeah.
So why is that okay?
I mean, I'm talking about in the context of like...
I mean, and when I was on Mad TV, you know what I mean? We were a parody show. So we would make fun of, you know what I mean, other shows. So
Right. But here's what I'm saying. There's an element of realness in podcasts that people believe more. So when they look at a parody or if they look at someone's set, there's still that, you know, you look at them as if it's still some type of form of entertainment. When people listen to podcasts, that's not quite the same. They truly feel as though what you're saying and what you're delivering is in fact your truth. So that's where you have to be a little bit careful.
Okay, can I ask you this then? Does Howard Stern do it?
I think that Howard Stern is really an artist with talking about people without making them feel like they've just been attacked, except with Ari Shaffir. That's when he went off on it.
Yeah, I'm just saying that there are probably instances.
Right.
You know, where Opie and, you know, and Anthony or Opie and Jim, they might have talked about somebody.
Yeah.
That they personally know or somebody they kind of are acquaintance with in a bad light, but in jest because it's a fucking show, right? It's a podcast or a radio show that's comedy, right? So it's like, you know what I mean? Why is that? How is that different?
I think there, like I'm saying, it's an.
So I'm the only one that does that?
No, but you do, and I'm talking from experience as your girlfriend that you do say things that people might misinterpret.
All right.
You know, and feel sensitive about, and I, me being one of them. I remember when we had broken up, you know, briefly for 2 days. And in those 2 days, I thought, there's no way in hell that this man is going to divulge anything about what just happened, because this is so personal and so sensitive. But you went on a podcast and you were laughing about how you left me at the top of the stairs crying and absolutely begging you back. Like, you said things about me that I thought to myself, if my dad were alive, he'd fucking shoot you. And it was so painful to hear, because I was still, it was still fresh, and you went on and said it the next day as I was still crying at home trying to figure out what I was going to do with my life.
I'm a piece of shit.
No. What I'm saying
that's
is,
what I am. I'm a piece
is,
of shit.
There is a lack of awareness with
I know. I'm learning. I'm fucking learning. That's it.
Right.
Today was it. I've had enough of it. Because it was just one after another, and I've caused too much damage with my mouth, and I am no longer going to do it.
And
how about this?
In your defense, however, this whole Kate Quigley Red Band thing was really mild in comparison. The reason I don't think you're very guilty of anything in this situation is because I'm thinking of myself and how you all the things that you've said and done to me, like on podcasts, and I still take it in jest, right?
Mm-hmm.
Versus them being comedians, I would expect them more to be a little bit more lax about the situation and to be less like less upset about it overall, you know, because this is really one of your milder forms. What you said about her was so mild compared to other things you've said about other people.
Yeah.
So, but still, you know, she has the right to feel sensitive about it, and you know, you're right to apologize. So,
I mean, I've learned and I'm growing, and that's what life is about, right? Is to learn from your mistakes and to blossom like a flower. And I you know what? I really believe that this is a turning point for me.
Blossoming like a flower? What?
No, I think it's a turning point.
A flower?
I feel so bad about all this stuff. And I lost friends today. I think John is never going to come back.
You didn't lose him.
No, he's done. I mean, he just said he's done.
I thought you just apologized to him.
I did a million times, but that, you know, I mean, he's done. And Kate,
she says
I'm
friend.
The worst person in the world. And she said that. And
if
that
someone said I had a muscular ass, do you know how celebratory
I
would feel?
Hate you. She goes, I hate you.
If it makes you feel any better, Kate, I have cellulite in my ass, and it is not near as tight and right as yours, and I envy your ass, and you know, Bobby was being completely complimentary, and he's learning and blossoming like
as
a flower.
Yeah.
As a flower.
Yeah, I just today was just the worst day of my life. So many bad things happened. We can talk about Stephen Avery.
No, we're not going to talk about Stephen Avery. I want to talk about
good segue, I guess.
Your lady.
So who are
what lady?
Also, we're not going to talk about Stephen Avery until Eric Griffin gets his ass across the table
from us
and talks about it.
But now he's doing Hollywood shit right
so
now.
So, you know, you asked me to watch it, to take a full day off work, and I watched it.
So you owe him $200.
All of Making a Murder, yeah.
Yeah, no, that was he was supposed to do that like a week ago. So I don't owe him any money.
You do owe him because he finished it that night.
No, he didn't. I have no proof of that.
Oh, my God.
No, look at me right now.
It's okay. I'm going to be late for rent. It's fine. It's okay.
You need money?
No, I don't need money.
No,
I wouldn't take it anyway.
Let me ask you this.
I just want you to know I watched it.
But can I just say this?
Yes.
Look me in the eye and go, Lord. Just look at me in the eye.
I can't call you Lord.
Yes. Say, Lord.
Lord.
May I borrow some money?
I can't do it.
Why? Do you need money?
I do.
Yeah. Say, Lord.
Lord. Lord doesn't wear a hat like
that. All right. Captain.
Fine. I can go with that.
No, not Captain. I don't like it.
Because I was okay with it.
Yeah. King. King Lee, my sire.
King Lee,
my sire.
King Lee, my
may
sire.
May I borrow $200?
May I borrow $200?
Yes, you may, bitch.
Damn it, fuck!
Peasant.
You're blossoming as a flower.
Yeah.
I want to talk about this lady from Florida who is in love with you.
Oh, no.
No?
No. Okay.
Okay.
Because the reason why, I don't even fucking believe you even brought that up. The reason why.
How can you not believe it? I'm going to bring up everything.
Okay, so this is because this will stir
forever.
Up. All right, so this is going to stir up. I am really afraid that I'm going to die.
I have no idea what you guys are
I'm going to tell you. You fucking asshole. I love you, I mean.
Okay.
I did a show in Florida. I feel, but what if she's listening?
She's not fucking listening. She's an old lady. They only go on Facebook and that's it. That's what they're limited to. Those are like the maximum.
Well, I'm
like,
not going to say her name.
Internet capabilities.
Now I'm like figuring out like what not to say. I'm afraid to say things because I'm editing myself.
No, you should have been more concerned about you talking about Brian Redban and those people. Who gives a fuck about this lady? We don't know her name even.
Okay,
who cares?
So here we go. So I did a show, five shows in Florida, in Fort Lauderdale. And one of the shows... So, you know, a lot of times I don't go out to greet people. I just don't like it. You know what I mean? I get sick that way. And people get physical with me because I'm small. So, like, white dudes will just pick me up and spin me around.
Like it's okay. Like, they think it's
okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I just didn't want to deal with it. But I'm sitting in the green room waiting for the audience, you know, the club to clear. And the manager knocked on my door and he says, "This is old couple and they're huge fans. Can you please take a photo with them?" I go, "Sure. Why not?" You know, so I go... Well, and then I take a photo and I talk to them. And they acted as if like they were so shocked that I wouldn't talk to them, really.
Starstruck, right?
I don't know if that. I just think that they're like, "I can't believe he's talking to us."
Yeah.
You know? I was being nice. I go, "You know, it's beautiful out here. You live in a great place."
It's
I
beautiful like your, out here.
Yeah, I like
lots
your
of blossoming
hair,
flowers.
I don't know what I was saying. And then I left it at that. But cool. Then I went to the casino, which is right next to the club. And I'd be gambling, you know what I mean, at a slot machine, and I can see them right around the corner staring at me through, like, the slot machine, like, the little windows, like, you know, the gaps.
Oh, shit, 1-2 creeper.
Yeah, they're, like, looking at me. And then every time I turned, she was there. "Oh, it's funny to run into you again."
For the sixth time?
Yeah, and every time. I go, "Oh, hi, good to see you again." And I would go on the other side of the casino, and I'd turn around. "Oh, you're here?"
And so he called me from the casino, and he was like, "I'm in the slots, and there's this, like, couple, like,
yeah, following
me
all around."
Just following
me. Yeah. Following me around. And I got scared. So I went to the hotel room, right? And I came back down. They're still there. Follow me around. So then, you know, I leave Florida, did the shows. And then I'm on Facebook, and she's like, no, she calls me.
She calls him.
How does she call you?
Because you can call via Facebook.
Oh, like a Facebook call.
Okay. Via Messenger you can.
Yeah, it was a Facebook phone call.
No one fucking do that, by the way.
Right? And I go, what? Because it has her photo on it. I go, what the fuck? And I, you know, obviously I don't pick it up. Yeah. She keeps calling me, right? And then she leaves me texts like, "Hey, what are you doing?" This lady, old lady.
And then the last text was, "Hey, you can call me, you know." She tried calling again.
What, you think I want to fuck? You crazy lady?
So that's a real life stalker.
I don't know if it's a stalker,
that's a stalker.
But it's a little weird.
It's only a stalker if it's not a hot chick. If it's anything but a hot chick, it's considered a stalker. If it was a hot single chick and that was following him around, do you think that he'd be complaining on a podcast like this? Fuck no.
Yeah.
He'd be like, "Oh, I got it. I cannot tell my I can't tell my girlfriend about this.
I
you
can't
know?
Talk about it."
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
He'd be a little shady about it.
Yeah, if it was like, you know,
like Demi
it's
Moore.
It's only a stalker because she's fat.
Yeah, Demi Moore.
No.
Yeah, Demi Moore. Yeah.
If it was Demi Moore, I'd be like, "No, we're friends."
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
But
double
no
standard. Bitch.
But I don't know what she want.
Sorry.
I don't know what she would want. What do you think it is?
Your fucking phone.
Is she calling right now?
Oh my god, something's happening on my phone.
Is she calling?
Oh my god, 7 more messages.
From.
I'm gonna show you. Hold on.
Wait! Oh. No!
Don't say the name yet. Just look at it first.
It's oh my god. It's crazy.
Good? Okay. Are we okay?
No.
Oh shit. More from that?
More.
Just keep apologizing.
It's not from the lady. It's from the things I apologized before. Yeah. They just keep texting me.
Just keep apologizing then.
I'm sorry.
Just look at the phone.
Yeah, I'm sorry, phone.
Like Brett and Dassey.
Should I just say
it's like Brett and Dassey. Sorry, phone.
Just you know what? We're not going to go over that right now. We're going to
move
on, okay?
I will move on from that. But anyway, this lady, what do I do?
Nothing, right?
Nothing, right?
You also cannot open the messages that she sends you because she'll see that you read them. And then that's in her head that's going to translate as, "Oh, he opened, you know, the message and read it. See, he's interested." So just,
yeah. But what do you think she wants from me?
She
sex?
Sees, yeah.
I think sex. That's what it is.
But she's got a husband.
When the fuck does that matter? Maybe it's they're disgusting. Trying to look for a third person, like collectively. They're trying to hit on you together as a couple.
Fucking, I don't know what's wrong with people.
Have guys done that to you in the past? That crazy?
Couples, yeah.
Oh, couples.
Couples always approach me.
And what do they say?
It's always the girl, and they'll always say like, hey, you know, for instance, my ex-roommate in college, she was in a relationship with this guy named David, and I knew that David had always found me like attractive. He'd always make, you know, I just knew. I just felt his energy all the time. And so I remember being at Michael's and we were shopping for like art supplies, and she was like, so it's Valentine's Day soon and I wanted to give David like, you know, a present. So I asked him what he wanted and he said he wanted a threesome. Would you, you know, be interested? Because he said he wanted one with you. And I said no. And then her and I ended up getting drunk and hooking up without him.
Oh, so you
just had some but he was action. Outside of the door listening, and that was enough for him.
Oh.
Yeah, I was really young. I did a lot of like really strange. I don't consider that strange. I feel that like that's strange. Very college. I feel like that's very, I mean, you got to get that, right, George? You got to get it out of your system at least once.
George is like, yep.
I'm not supposed to be here.
I guess, sure. Sure.
Yeah.
How about as an adult? Any situation like that, not in college?
I mean, I think everyone knows my story. I think you do, George, right? Gilbert, you know.
A little bit now, yeah.
I can't believe you didn't know that story until...
I didn't want to... Because I asked you, like, should I watch? I was like, yeah, you don't have to. So I'm like, all right.
I feel like that's... I mean... That's my only claim to fame, is that I went on a podcast and like explicitly like described my relationship and how my life with living with two men and how we would share the same bed for like years. But on this podcast, I haven't gone into detail about it only because I want to actually invite those two on the podcast.
Save it for both of them,
because the first time that I mentioned it, I wasn't saying very like nice things about. I tried to be as fair as possible, but I felt like they deserved, you know, more complimentary things, you know, from me, and I didn't. Like I would say some like bullshit. So I want them to be present when I retell the story of living with two people, so they can at least be like, "Clella, no, like you're full of shit, or you hurt me, or you know," so they can defend themselves. Why? What's the problem, Bobby?
It's the text, isn't it?
I just read the text.
We're not going to discuss it on here because that's private text messages, and we're growing.
I know, but it's
we're growing as people.
It's flowers. I know, but the flower died. The flower died because the thing is that he. This is like out of control, man. It's out of control. You know what? I mean, I just got to learn from this. You know, I fucked up. And, you know, I like John, you know, but I think that it's
unsalvageable.
Unsalvageable.
You can't salvage that friendship.
Yeah, it's destroyed. And I shouldn't have gone on Joey Diaz's podcast, but I did. And I feel absolutely bad about it. And maybe I am a piece of shit.
We should set some new rules for this podcast moving
forward. Let me ask
you
something. Am I a piece of shit?
You are sometimes.
No. I mean, just in general.
No. I don't think that inherently you're a piece of shit.
No, but...
yeah.
Like, I think that you truly have a good heart. Your intentions are in the right place. Like, I've never met a more generous person. You're really kind to people who approach you or strangers that approach you. You're really kind when people need help or money. Like, you've always been there from what I see. You've always been there for friends in need, anything at all. But you really do suffer from diarrhea of the mouth. And I think that it has costed you, you know, some, you know, important things in your career. Like, you know, even the whole you opening your mouth about Vince Vaughn. That's one example. We talked about it in the past.
I mean, I fucked up there too.
You're very loud and you have the tendency to just throw, you know, caution to the wind. You're just like, ah, fuck it. I'm just going to say it. And you give like everything from first, last name, social security number. Like you want to fully identify these people like every single time.
So it is really specific sometimes.
Yeah, it's like Claire from Ohio, date of birth, you know.
It's like, do you want to know her parents' name? I don't want to know, Bobby. Let me tell you anyways. I was like, I don't want to know her parents' names.
Right, so you could be a little bit more conscientious about, you know, what information. We can talk about people all we want, just like we never have to say names, ever. Ever, 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 ever. That's a new rule, okay?
But you're not a piece of shit.
But you're not.
I am.
I just got off the phone with someone that you've probably never met. And they said, one of the producers from Second City.
Tell me, because I need some good feelings.
He needs like
I need affirmation. Some nice affirmation.
We were talking about a project, and
talking about a project.
Okay, well now you're a piece of shit. You are a piece of shit because that's how I talk, and it hurt.
You just fart.
We're good.
Okay, so what did he say?
Who?
The Second City guy.
Oh my God, we're back to that. Sorry, we had a quick power.
I never got even to the thing.
So what happened was, I called him and he was like, we were talking about past projects you've been in, and you did these talk shows for Second City, or a talk show at Second City to promote your time at Up Comedy Club.
I never did it.
You did it because there's video footage of it.
Oh, I did it.
Yeah. And he said, yeah, we didn't know how to feel about Bobby at first because we were like, oh, celebrities, they come in there and they're kind of like cold. They do their thing and they get out. They said you were very charming.
Yeah.
And very nice. And you stayed after and kept talking.
Yeah.
That's Jeff. That his name is Jeff.
Really didn't make me feel better.
You Sorry, know, Jeff. That didn't make him feel
better. Yeah, that shouldn't make him feel better because I know a lot of con artists who are charming. Like, the actually con artists always appear charming at first.
Listen, okay? Listen to this.
I'm going to hold you with my feet because you need a hug.
I need a hug. Listen, you know, I have character defects, and I want to keep talking about this, but it's just like, this episode is going to be about, you know what I mean?
Character.
My own character. I apologize, but I have character defects. That's one of them. Hopefully, I have good, you know, qualities about myself, but I truly feel bad about what's come down today, and it all came down all at once, you know, with Kate and John and Red Band or whatever. And, you know, that's it. I feel like I've learned. Mm-hmm. I really do. So I'm no longer going to do that. Fuck it. Let's move on. You know, I mean, I have to just clean my side of the street, you know, and I'm going to do that, and I will make it up to these people.
There we go.
For sure. Okay. So I'm going to have Kate Quigley feature.
I decide that. You don't.
I know. Make it happen.
Hey, babe, make it happen. Eat your butt out.
Yeah. But I haven't also slept, so this is just a weird thing, you know?
Why haven't you slept?
I had a table read in the morning, and then
I
just didn't sleep that much, and then all this shit happened, and then we had to get a computer, right? And then whatever. If it gives a fuck.
We had a power outage yesterday, did you?
No.
The winds have just been howling past LA. So yesterday we didn't have power between the hours of like 4 p.m. to like 8 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And so Bobby and I decided that instead of going to go get candles, that we should just live in the darkness. And so the elevators were shut. There was no light anywhere. This house was pitch black. I had to get ready for a dinner. So I thought to myself, you know what, Kalila, don't be a pussy. Live like the old ages. So I took a cold ass shower.
Yeah.
Not channeling my inner screaming. George Kimmel.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I was screaming, and he was laughing outside because he could hear me screaming in the shower.
Yeah.
Ice cold shower.
I literally think I can live in those days.
Really? It was fun.
Yeah. I can live in the log cabin days. You know?
Log cabin days?
Yeah. Where you do candles, right?
Lantern.
And you have to, like, you know, eat possums.
I mean, he doesn't shower now anyway, so it's
yeah. I think I can do it. I think that there's a piece to it, you know?
What do you mean?
There's a, like, there's no gadgets. There's no, like, things that distract you. You know what I mean? There's a quietness. And also, it's like, I just feel like...
What are you talking about? You were on your iPad in the dark and your phone. You were, like, double-fisting gadgets.
Just, like, not even using it. Just, like, Minority Report. Just...
Yeah.
No, what I'm saying is not yesterday.
Oh.
I'm just saying if I was 100 years, 200 years ago, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I had a horse and I, you know, and
log cabin.
Right?
What is that period?
What?
Just log cabin?
Yeah, log cabin days. You know what I mean? And Linky. Lincoln's down the pathway.
He's your neighbor? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then there's like muskets.
You think you can really hunt?
Well, I don't know now.
I want to see you operate a musket.
No, but I think if I lived in that day and age, I would have to learn.
Yeah.
Right? So I'd do the thing with the stick and inside the thing. Is that how you would do a musket?
A musket. I was like, they were churning butter.
No, yeah. Oh, I would do that too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would cow milk.
You would what?
I would milk the cow.
Why did you put that sentence like that?
I don't know.
I would cow milk.
So when the power finally came back on and then the microwave wasn't working And I said, you know, it's probably, you know, the fuse box. Go find the fuse box.
And then where did you walk to first?
Blindly turning everything on and off, like 50 times. And he's like, it's not working. And then I went to the fuse box and it literally said, there's a sign right there, microwave and hood. It was off. Like, he just doesn't know how to fucking read.
No, it doesn't say, fuck you. Fuck you, because it doesn't say microwave. It just says hood, bitch.
But don't you know what the fuck a hood is?
Do you know
what
a hood is? In the kitchen.
In the kitchen, it's over.
Don't lie.
Over the stove.
Yes, thank you, Gilbert.
I will say I cook a lot.
Yeah.
George, did you know that?
No, I did not.
Thank you. God bless you, and that's why you're here.
But if you had...
you're my voice of reason.
But George, let me just say, if you... Let's suppose you looked into the fuse box and there was just one thing turned off. Wouldn't you at least try to turn it on and see if it works?
Yeah.
See?
Fuck you, George.
He answered wrong.
Thank you, George.
You have to lie to win.
But it was really reinvigorating for me. I mean, all my gadgets were, my charger, everything was dead. So I was just laying in the dark as he was double fisting his gadgets. I took a cold shower and I felt alive and like purposeful again.
Oh, wow. Mm.
And I think that you and I should go power out for 2 days out of the week.
Ooh, that's a lot.
For like 2 months.
Nope.
And we should just sit outside.
I won't even go camping with you.
We can go glamping.
I would never go camping with you.
Why is that?
I just don't do that.
Why? I mean, you're somebody who hates to shower and bathe.
It's
so
not, it's bitch.
What do you say?
I don't know what's wrong. No. Here's the thing. Okay, I don't want Lyme disease. And that's
but
true.
That's valid.
The Lyme disease is from a white spotted deer.
Exactly. And they're there.
And they're in Lyme, Connecticut, and mostly in the East Coast. I mean, I think they do have some in California.
I saw a documentary of a California ranger, and he had full-blown Lyme, and he got it from, like, the California woods. So I'm not going to go get Lyme disease.
That's valid.
It's like when I saw that. Did we talk about that movie, Maru?
You mentioned it.
Did we mention it?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm not going to do that.
You're not going to go
mountain climbing. You know what I mean? Because I don't want to die. You know what I mean? I'm not going to go into the ocean and swim with the sharks. I'm not going to hang out with lions.
But you're okay dying from diabetes.
I'm not dying. I don't have diabetes.
Because that's a more morbid death.
I don't have a diabetes.
At least if you go out in the nature, you might
have diabetes.
A poetic death. But diabetes is not a poetic death.
I don't have diabetes, though.
You're on your way there.
Yeah, but I'm not there yet. So I'm not dying from it. Think. When you talk.
All right. I told her to think before she talks.
I'm sorry.
Based on the apologies. Oh, no. Hey, can you hug him with your feet?
No. Remember when I was doing that earlier, like this?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
All right, so I think we got a little lost, huh?
I saw this. I was watching Bill Maher. I'm never lost. I'm full of ideas.
No, because
all day,
I'm so tired,
baby.
And I had such a bad day.
I'm just gonna keep talking, and you're just gonna chime in as you please.
Okay.
So I was watching Bill Maher, and he had this guy on, this doctor named Dr. Samir Chachoa, and apparently, so Charlie Sheen is HIV positive, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So apparently,
deserves it.
I mean, come on.
Well, hey, that's going to be an eighth apology later on. You better.
I'm sorry, Charlie.
Sorry.
So, Dr.
Just stop for a second.
Okay, all right.
Just stop for a second.
Okay. Fuck. This is interesting.
I know. We'll get to it. All right. He deserves it.
And reason.
Because he's like fucking everything. Porn stars without any condoms, and he's like doing cocaine and snorting all kinds of different things and. Up all night, fucking, you know what I mean? It's like he...
Playing with fire.
He was playing with fire. It's like, you know, it's like...
It wasn't a surprise. It's like, well, duh.
Yeah, it's...
No one deserves it.
I mean, he doesn't deserve... He's not going to die. Game.
He had it coming.
That's it.
There you go.
He's not going to die, too. He's going to take the cocktails. You know, Jeff at the comedy store, we have a... Oh, am I gonna apologize for this too?
Yes. Can you stop with the fucking name?
I love the theme of this.
Am I gonna apologize?
Yes, no more. I'm gonna stop you right there, sir.
All right. Well, I know somebody.
What are his physical features?
I know somebody that has HIV.
Okay.
Right? And he's been alive for 30 years. He takes the cocktail. Okay. That's all I'm gonna say. How is that wrong?
Just don't say the name though.
Oh my God, I just thought of a really scandalous story that I want to share. God, not really about him, though. That. Okay, we'll talk about Samir Chochoa. You're derailing me, Bobby. I was. I had it on here. I was going to talk about it, but derail me.
What you do is this. You bring up a topic. We sway to the left, and then you bring it back to the topic.
Okay. That's back to Samir Chochoa. So I was watching Bill Maher and this guy. So Charlie Sheen had decided to...
He deserves it.
Hey, man, come on. Get it out.
He fucking deserves it.
Okay.
Charlie Sheen decides that he's going to stop his antiretroviral medication. He gets off the cocktail, uh-huh. right? And he wants to try this experimental new treatment. So he meets this doctor. He goes down to Mexico. He meets this doctor. And this doctor claims to have the cure for HIV and several different cancers. And his method is this. He actually extracts or like takes this virus from goats. So apparently he says that there are these, what do you call those? Drug addicts in Mexico, in a small town in Mexico who use like needles and who basically are very high risk for HIV, right? But he then continued, he supposedly wondered, why aren't these young kids or none of them have HIV? Like it's literally zero in this entire population and they're so high risk because they're needle users and, you know, they, whatever. They engage in like, you know, that type of activity. So then he realized that apparently these people were drinking milk from an arthritic goat. And so he then looked at the goat and thought, what is in this goat that is not allowing for HIV to be present in like human bodies or whatever, right? When in the people who drink this goat milk.
Let me ask you this though. Just can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Did these kids have AIDS before and then they drank the
goat milk? No, all I'm saying is what he's saying.
Well, you have to have the AIDS before you get.
No. But usually if you look at a trouble population, right? Let's see, like IV needle like users, right? They're always at risk for hep C. So if you look at the drug population in LA or like drug users here, there's always going to be a percentage of them who are HIV positive.
What city is this in?
This is all speculation, okay? I'm getting to my point here.
But I don't know, what town is it?
It's somewhere in Mexico. This guy is not like a licensed.
There's no AIDS down there.
There's no.
Fact.
So,
Bobby.
So anyways, Charlie Sheen then goes on this, you know, he gets injected with this so-called like virus that doesn't allow for the proliferation of HIV, right? And then the doctor claims that, and Charlie Sheen claims that he was completely negative. Like, it wasn't even detectable in his body at all. That's the claim, right? And this doctor was so sure of his cure that supposedly he drew blood from Charlie Sheen in a syringe and then injected it into himself.
Wow.
Why? Come on, man. That's some...
But then everybody is calling this guy a quack and is saying, like, there's absolutely... Because, you know...
But can I say this?
Yeah, go ahead.
I was in Edmonton, and when I do the shows, they have a magician before.
Yeah.
You're right? That goes around the tables at the club and does magic trick.
Yeah.
And so we were in the back alley before I went up, and he goes, hey, pick a thing. I picked it, and then, you know, the nine, right? And then stick it in your thing. I stuck it in my thing, my pocket. Okay. And then he does this, and it was not in my pocket anymore. It was in his hand again. So that could have happened then.
It could have been a magic trick.
Holy shit, that was your side thing. <God. laughs>
What I'm saying is...
I thought you had something to talk about HIV. It's like a magic trick.
No. What I'm saying is that there are people out there with sleight of hand, right? And they have, you know what I mean? You don't know where they're going with their hands. And he might be a magician, and so
he hit the vial.
He took, you know what I mean, the AIDS out of his Charlie, right? And he did something with his hands and put a different vial and stuck it in his arm. And then we go, oh, it's a miracle. And then I have AIDS. I'm in Mexico, and I'm sucking a fucking goat's dick. You know what I mean?
I don't know if that was...
I don't know if that's the juice.
I don't know
right?
if that's what she said.
And then the doctor goes, ah, in your face, and it was just a trick on me.
I feel like that's in fact what he would do. Like if Bobby was HIV positive and he heard of this, like, you know, possible like cure, like he would go to Mexico and instead of sucking the teeth, he would suck a goat's dick.
It probably wouldn't be a goat. I think it's a goat, but it's like a cow or something.
Oh, man.
So anyway, what happens? So
that we curve back to the story. Go left, go right.
That's basically it. So he's like, I guess, you know, we're all trying to figure out, including because he was a guest on Bill Maher, like if this guy is a quack and he keeps claiming that like Cedar Sinai had a copy of his study but buried it because, you know, the pharmaceutical companies won't allow for, you're going to lose money if they find a cure to these things, right? I mean, cocktails are really, really expensive. Mm-hmm. So
I believe somewhere there are complete cures for all cancers or most cancers and AIDS, you know, but that pharmaceutical companies, they just, you know, either buy that technology or they, you know, they oppress it, you know,
because they don't want to lose money.
Yeah, I really do believe at this day and age. I mean,
of course, I mean, you can literally take a fish and like make it bioluminescent. You can take any type of like living cell and make it glow in the dark. Like
it's like those Korean people.
Yeah, they
cloned a fucking dog.
For $86,000, you can get your dead dog cloned. So, like, you have to take your dead dog from the vet after it's been euthanized. You have to put it over your kitchen counter, shave it, and then harvest some cells, and then send it over to a lab in Korea for them to grow it in a lab. And so, this couple lost their boxer,
mm-hmm.
And they got two identical clones made in Korea for $86,000.
So theoretically, you could do that with a human then.
Yeah, that's, you could human clone.
Theoretically, yes.
Then I have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Let's suppose, you know, I had a sister, right? And she died.
Okay.
And I took her cells. And I went to Korea. I go, can you clone her, right? And then they clone her. And then I made love to her. Would that be incest?
Jesus Christ, man. What the fuck? You can't.
Would that be incest?
Yeah, because incest is a state of mind.
Yeah, but it's not really her.
It is her. It's her state, man, of mind. It's her. It's her exact identical.
Yeah, but you could just say your name is Felicia. You know what I mean? You're not my sister.
Wait, first of all, why would you go all through all that trouble to fuck a clone of your sister?
I'm just asking, just, you know.
Logistics.
Okay. Logistics, yeah.
I mean, look, incest is not a crime. If you want to do it with your brother now, you can.
Yeah, because it's not really my sister, but it looks like her. Anyway, let's move on.
But that's even more bothersome that it looks exactly like her and that you would all of a sudden be turned on.
I wouldn't do it. I'm just saying that if you did do that, would that be incest? But it probably would be because it's the same blood.
Yeah.
Okay, then I answered my own question. That's fine.
If your cats die, would you guys go through that process of trying to clone your cats?
I think we might consider
it. Or would you want
to
go natural death?
No. I would. I don't want them to listen. Because they're over there.
The cats are outside the door.
Okay, but probably only Gunnar.
Oh.
So you prefer Gunnar over the rest?
No, I love them all the same. I love them all the same.
That's not what you just said.
No, but the cats, they don't understand what I'm saying. So the little one, right, he doesn't exactly know who I am. You know what I mean?
I don't
know. And
Ming,
Ming only wants me to touch her when the other two are asleep. So she acts like a fucking bitch all day, right? I go, Ming, Ming, right? And she'll just walk away from me. But as soon as the two boys are asleep, she jumps on top of me and wants to get love. I don't like it. You know what I mean? It's fickle. It's, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But Gunnar, my middle son, cat, just adores me. And he looks at me in such a, like, you know, in like, I love you kind of a
like
way.
Father.
Yeah, you know? But don't tell them that I said that.
I won't, sweetie.
What about you, Clyde? You would do it? Clone?
Yeah, I'd probably... I'm trying to figure out if I would actually clone Bobby.
You'd have to.
I'd probably want you and, like, maybe a hybrid of you.
With who?
With who?
Maybe someone slightly taller.
Tom Hardy. I fucking knew it, bitch.
Who, Tom Hardy? Yeah. No, Gael Garcia Bernal.
You would clone me with him?
Yeah, but he's not tall. He's about your height.
Yeah. Someone taller.
Let me see. Oh, Benicio del Toro.
Maybe.
I feel like you're a shorter, fatter, whiter Asian version of him anyways.
Thank you. Thank you so
you're
much.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much. But, you know, I just think that why won't they clone people? It's just immoral?
You would be surprised how advanced science is and how far they actually are without us knowing. Like, there's so much... You know, they have to, they would never release certain information like that out to,
I believe,
like, the public.
They can do it, and I believe the reason why they'll never do it is because it would destroy religion, I think. If we could then create man, right? That would, I think that would like deter people from joining religions or believing in God, no?
It's the one thing God has, creating.
Yeah, right or no?
There's a point to that.
Yeah.
But it's beyond that. It's like, it's ethics too. You got to think about it in a sense of like, what would that mean to, you know, our idea of kindness, of love, our morals and values? Because we always think those things have to exist because we only have one shot on in this lifetime, right? So I think it would shake more than just religion. It would shake the foundation of, you know,
no, we only
our
have...
beliefs, because we believe things so strongly because we think we only live this one life.
We only live this one life, because if you clone me, that's not me. It's a different brain. It's, you know what I mean? It's not going to be my consciousness.
It's not going to be the environment you grew up in. So it's going to be the same baseline. But, you know, we are an environment of nature and nurture. So if that clone is nurtured in a different way, it could go down a completely different path.
I would love to see a version of me, but raised in like Sylvester Stallone's house. You know what I mean?
In Philly?
So, okay. Like, what's that? Orphan Black, right?
Orphan Black.
Yeah, so it's like it's many, many versions of her just in different countries and in different, you know, kinds of life.
Or like an English me. Hello there. Right? And then he shows me his dick. I go, that's me. Hello there. You want to see my dick? And then he shows it. I go, that's me.
Just you two talking back and forth.
And they'll go, hello there. I'll show my dick. You know what I mean? Right?
I would clone my sister for sure. I know for a fact that there's nothing that would devastate me more in this life than losing my sister.
Oh, me too.
And I know for a fact that I would search the moon and back to find another her. And I wouldn't stop until I did. And I would raise all the money in the world to try to clone her.
I would probably clone Steve.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, and raise him as my son.
Really? That's kind
of... Wait, as your son?
Well, you would have to raise Kawinda as your daughter, right?
Yes.
Right, so she would be a baby, mm-hmm. and you would raise her. Mm-hmm. But that wouldn't be your daughter, it'd be your sister daughter.
Yeah.
And that would be Steve, like, you know what I mean? But I would do things, I'm not going to say anything, but I would stop things from happening back in the beginning with my brother.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Like things that might have, like, hurt him.
No, things that he does now that's a little disturbing, I would stop it then. I can't get into it because he told me that if I talk about him, that I'm going to be in big trouble, so I'm not. Okay.
You see?
Wow, you're blossoming like a flower. Wow.
Yeah, it makes turns this out podcast so boring.
This flower is not dead. You can talk about anybody, but they have to be sitting across from you so that they can defend themselves. I think that's a new rule too.
Yeah.
So I think that Kate Quigley should be allowed to come here and say, hey, Bobby, you are this A, B,
yeah,
C,
you know
D.
What? That's exactly... So, Kate, John, Red Band, if you want to come do our podcast and defend yourself and we can have a grown-up talk about it.
We have 5 Mexican listeners.
Yeah, we only have 5 Mexican listeners. Then let's do it. Because I really do mean... We have to start having guests anyway, right?
Yeah.
You know, we should start having guests. And I just think that we need to do that eventually. You know? Please don't touch. Don't touch.
Sorry.
Okay. I'm tired of your shit. All right?
Yeah.
Who am I?
King. Lee Sire.
Okay, thank you. Thank you so much.
Do we have a question, Gilbert?
On Helpful Advice with Bobby Lee and Kalila.
Hey, this question is for Kalila. How do you keep your own sense of purpose and ambition that doesn't revolve around Bobby? And before Bobby, have you ever lost sense of purpose in life? I love you guys a lot. You're all fantastic. Gilbo, Kalila, Bobby Lee, you give the funniest advice. Hashtag Launchpad. My name is Albert. Can you give me a nickname?
I already forgot the question.
How do you keep your own sense of purpose and ambition that doesn't revolve around? Okay, second part. And before Bobby.
Stinky bean.
What is, for Albert?
Yeah.
How do you know he's Mexican?
Albert.
It's Albert, so.
It would be Alberto.
I don't care. Stinky bean.
There you go, Albert. Bobby Lee has named you Stinky Bean. And before Bobby, have you ever lost your sense of purpose in life?
Yeah, all the time. Today, I mean, at least 3 times a day, I lose purpose.
She goes through all kinds of things.
I go through just the whole gamut of emotions.
She really does.
I think that there were points in my life, I mean, even previous to Bobby, where I was so sure, I was so hell-bent on one direction, and I thought that I was going to be this, you know, this doctor, and that I was going to have a successful doctor life. And that was just, that's what I thought I was going to do for the rest of my life. And, you know, when things happen and you start to make concessions because you think you're getting older. And then I lost my way 50 million times. And I met Bobby, and I've lost my way while I've been with him, too. But I take that all in stride, and I'm proud of getting lost. I think if I was on this continually straight path at all times, I think that I don't think I would be as aware, and I don't think I'd be as happy. Mm-hmm. I'm actually not even happy right now. And take
why?
That back.
Whoa, why?
This whole stress, and can I just be honest?
Yeah.
I realize that this whole comedy drama is just part of it all, but it as a partner, it stresses me out.
Yeah.
And I don't know how to deflect it because I live with you, and I'm not in that game, so. It's hard for me to feel like I want to defend you, right? But it's not my place. And yeah. At the same time, I also feel like I don't want to defend you because I want you to know when you're doing things wrong. And today I've just felt so like icky.
Ari Shaffir and I had problems. He beat the shit out of me 3 weeks in a row, like punching me in the face and all physically attacking me. And I was bleeding and bloody and I was scared for my life. And when it's all said and done, he was in the wrong. But can I say something? I forgive him and we're friends. I mean, it's, you know, he made a mistake. Sure, he went violent, but, you know, he's a great comic. I love him dearly. I was friends with him before that all that happened. It was a misunderstanding. And, you know, in life, you grow and you make mistakes. And I'm not perfect. And I make massive mistakes. And I really do mean I'm sorry to these people. So it's like, you know, at the end of the day, it's like, you know, you're going to, especially in this business, you're going to create, comics create drama. Because we say things, you know, and we don't have filters and, you know, and some comics are worse than others. And I just happen to be, you know, really bad at it.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, these are people that I know and I personally apologize, you know.
Okay.
But
back to Albert, that guy, I have a better answer for him now. Because he said that, what's my sense of purpose outside of Bobby? And I feel like that's a little bit of a dig. I'm not someone whose whole life revolves around Bobby. It may seem as such because he's, you know, the only Instagram posts I put up are of me and Bobby. But there's a reason for that. The reason being I used to be someone who posted pictures of my mom, my sister, people that were really close to me. But as soon as I realized the types that were leaving comments, I didn't want them to be open to attacks. So this is my way of preserving my family. And so I know that the only people whose picture I put up, whether it's you or Jenna or Bobby, are people who are in the industry and who probably, you know, are should be open to those type of attacks anyways. Yeah. Like I wanna always protect everyone else, my friends and my family. And that's why I've been, Instagram is not fun for me anymore because it's not even personalized to me anymore. I always go in there being more objective about what I have to post versus what I want to post. And it's not a space, it's like it doesn't feel authentic for me anymore. Because I'm worried. I don't want people saying anything about my sister. Oh, I think the last I did post one of my sister, but I made sure that, you know, she looked really good in it. You know? Like no one can say she didn't look fucking good in it. But before I used to care less. Yeah. So are we wrapping this up, Bobby?
There you go.
Yeah, she won Iowa, Clinton.
What is that?
She won the Iowa caucus. Yeah.
Oh, but Bernie didn't win?
No, she did, I said.
Oh, Bernie. Ted Cruz won.
I'm so sorry. This was a weird podcast, but you know they're all different.
We're just trying out video content too.
Yeah.
So you know we'll take a stab at it and see where it goes. Any shows? Plug your shows, babe. This is the point.
Where am I going?
I love you. Go plug your shows. Where am I going?
Well, I'm playing Houston soon.
So you're playing Houston Valentine's weekend.
Houston. Valentine's weekend, Houston, Texas.
And then the weekend after that, you play Schaumburg.
Schaumburg, Chicago.
So Chicago Improv.
Improv.
And then the March 4th through 6th, you are at San Jose Improv.
Mm-hmm.
And ooh, your next two dates after that are Ontario Improv and the new club in
Oxnard. And the thing is this, Levity if Live. You forget about that shit. Also, can I just say this, just while we're on this topic? You don't have to yell out Tiger Belly, you know what I mean, like throughout the show if you come.
They do that?
Oh, yeah. You know, it's fine. You know, I appreciate it. And I love it. I love people, you know. But make sure you come. Give me a hug. And, you know, it's just really bad about today.
You apologized.
I feel bad about today. And I really fucked up. I don't know if I could stop. What the fuck?
Right after this, stuff starts talking more shit. What is that face? Can we zoom up on this face? Is there a way to zoom up on this face?
I have problems.
What is this face?
I'm crying and laughing at the same time. What the fuck is wrong?
What is like 3 minutes of this? Oh, wow, that was a workout. Right. Well, thanks, guys, for listening. You can follow us on Instagram at TheTigerBelly. You can email us any questions at TheTigerBelly@gmail.com. You can follow us on Twitter at TheTigerBelly. And you can see Bobby's shows at www.BobbyLeeLive.com.
Mm-hmm.
And that's about it. Anything, Kalila? Any goodbyes? You want to say Houston for them one more time? Because you said it.
Houston.
There we go.
I also said Lyme, Connecticut. See you guys next week. Ciao.
Bye.